Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. That's a little bit of the Wilson sisters. Bring us back, Ann and Nancy. Heart, the band is called Heart. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's the name of the show, Small Business Advocate, and we're doing our best to make it worth your, make our, the things that we do here worth your time and the big investment that you make hanging out with us. You can, by the way, on my website, you can check out all the things that we do here every day on the show. We post those on the show very soon after we go off the air. Of course, it's also simulcast, so you could be listening live right now, and we appreciate that very much. Jane Jordan Meyer. That's a hyphenated last name. Jane Jordan Meyer, and M-E-I-E-R is her last name, is the second part of that hyphenated name. She's the author of The Four Stages of Highly Effective Crisis Management, How to Manage the Media in the Digital Age, and that's her new book. It's available wherever books are sold. Jane, one of the things that you and I were talking about off the air, and I want to make sure we could stick in here, is a word that my audience has been hearing me talk about now for a couple of years. I started talking about value with an S, a couple of years ago. I started saying, you know what, these are going to start being more, a bigger part of our world, of our marketplace. More, it's going to become what I'm calling the gold standard element of a relationship. And you're saying that it also plays a role in crisis management.
Absolutely. Values are what are on display when the proverbial hits the fan and that you have your show-stopping moment and you're in crisis. It is your values that are being discussed, dissected, shared, tweeted around the world. That's what people talk about at the water cooler. That's what they talk about in the shopping center queues. That's what they talk about when they're with their friends. It's all about your values, what you stand for. And, Jim, one of the things that I advocate for clients is what I call putting dollars in the trust bank. And what do I mean by that? It could be physical dollars, but it's actually getting out there for small businesses in particular, in getting involved in your communities, whatever your communities might be. That might be an online virtual community, and you get involved in the breast cancer campaigns online, for example. Or it could be getting involved in your local community and going out and, you know, adopting a road, being involved in cleanups, whatever meets the values of your organization, of you as people. Because that's what's on display.
Another thing that you should be doing all the time, every day, not just event kind of thing, is just being known for authenticity.
Indeed, Jim. Transparency, authenticity, it's the name of the game.
I mean, the best values that people know you for are the ones that you appear not to be trying to do.
Oh, indeed.
You appear not to have to exert any effort to accomplish.
Yes, indeed. You've got to be true. I always talk about in a crisis, it's the head and the heart come together. The head and the heart.
You know. But tell us why there's you say that there's a, it's a bank. What is the bank part of this? Tell us why that matters.
Right,
tell us why this matters to in the crisis situation.
Yes. Okay. Let me just go back a few years. Back to the riots in Los Angeles in the 80s. The only, basically, building that hadn't been, or business that had, and there are lots of small businesses, by the way, the McDonald's franchise, the McDonald's was the only store that hadn't been looted, hadn't been, it was standing there in its pristine state, and it became a story in its own right. And why? Because McDonald's franchise is there, everything else is being looted, other fast food outlets are looted, not McDonald's. And so the media are going, well, why? How are you unaffected? And asking, you know, doing vox pops, asking people on the street.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, they ask people on Twitter. But they're asking people on the street, and good old-fashioned reporting, and they said, because he's one of us.
Ah.
You see, dollars, McDonald's put.
But it doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be that as extreme as a riot.
No,
it
could.
If your company is known as a good corporate citizen, here's the thing. Very few of us get through life without some kind of a crisis that involves even maybe some bad PR.
It did.
If you work in the marketplace long enough, something is may happen.
Yep,
and
absolutely.
So the question is not whether that is going to happen. The question is, how are you going to be perceived? What's going to be the general? Are people going to say, yep, that sounds about right for him? Or are they going to say, wait a minute, that's not the kind of person that I know. There must be something wrong with his story.
Indeed, because the better you know and the better you tell your story, the way that you live out your values,
right,
Jim, is really important, because human beings this is a really other fundamental thing to think about when you're doing crisis planning, is what are the stories that are going to be told about you? Because human beings are essentially storytelling animals.
Mm-hmm.
We, in our delightfully flawed...
That's how we've maintained our languages and our history.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And we storytell. And in a crisis, you think about the stories we're going to tell.
Mm-hmm.
You know, are they going to be good ones or bad ones? It's really quite black and white.
That's the issue with
humanity.
Do we believe
them or not? You know, are they telling the truth or not? It's very black and white.
Right.
We will shrink the truth. We will squeeze it. We will stretch it to suit our experience, perception.
Exactly. Hey, Jane, I got to wrap it up. Jane Jordan Meyer is our guest. The book is called The Four Stages of Highly Effective Crisis Management. Jane, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thank you very much. It's
we'll
my
talk
pleasure.
To you next time. Quick break. Stay with me. I'm Jim Blassingame. I promise. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.